Papa's Yisrael Pasi Shlach, day one, an excerpt from 159.8. So it says about the spies when they're traveling to seek out land. And they came to the river Eshkol. Yehuda Pasach, Yehuda opened the discourse with the verse. Vaivo, Koma Kel Hashem, thus says Hashem, Kel, Bari Hashemayim, creator of the heavens, and Notahim, those claimed from them, is spread out from them. Isaiah 42.5. So explains. Kama Islu Lebde Nasha. How much there is for people? The Stakla Vapulchana the Kutchabrithu. To gaze at the work the Lord must be. Kama Islu Listakla Bamila Diraisa. How much there is to them to gaze at the words of the Torah? So here he makes both of these statements to show that there's a congruency, there's a connection. We see in Mizmor, in Psalms 19, speaks about praising Hashem from the world, and speaks about the praise of the Torah. So we should look at the work of Hashem. He created the world. It's called Maaseh Bereishis, the work of creation. We should look at the Torah, which the Yerusha of Hashem is transmitted to us. It's called Maaseh Merkava, the work of the chariot. They're both mystical secrets, and they work together and aligned with each other. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. Everything has secrets in it. Everything is a way of connecting to Hashem. The Zohar continues, speaking about learning Torah, because through learning Torah we're able to not only find Hashem in the Torah, but it's opened up the gate to find Hashem in the world also. The kol man dishtadol b'raisak, anyone who strives in the Torah, kilu makriv kol korbonin da'alma, it's as if he offered up all the sacrifices in the world, makami kutshibichu, before the Holy Must Be. All the sacrifices, each one is a special channel of connection to Hashem, and Torah includes all the channels. So from learning Torah, a person falling at the root, and he has all the connections automatically. Lo'od, not only that, el l'kut shabichu mechaper lei al kol chavoy. But only must be atones for all of the sins, because the sin causes a lack in what is drawn below, but the Torah draws light from its root, and automatically is able to fix up the damage, the lack caused by sin. The word for sin, one of the main words is chet, which actually means lack. As it's brought in Kutuban, in the Pasuk, Hashem has said, Hashem was saying, if my son Shlomo won't be king, as his promise he was supposed to be, will be lacking. Chatorim doesn't mean we'll be sinners, we'll be lacking. But what is the connection? Because the sin causes a lack. The person learns Torah, he draws the infinite light and fixes up the lack, so automatically he's atoned for his sin. As explained, the Zohar says elsewhere, Hashem does not accept shochad, he does not accept bribery, so a person can say, well, you know, it's alright for me to rob banks as long as I'm a good person or I do good things in other ways. For example, Hashem doesn't accept bribery, so a person will get reward for his good things, and Chas Hashem will be punished for the bad things. But despite that, there's such a thing as certain things that rectify the damage of the bad things. So in that sense, not in the sense of shochad, a bribery, but in the sense of fixing the damage, there a person can do something that could atone for the sin. So learning Torah brings a light that fixes up the damage and automatically is forgiven. They fixed for him, they set up for him many thrones in the world to come. So each mitzvah he did creates a throne, a full revelation of Hashem's presence in the universe, a full way of experiencing him. So we'll have many thrones in the world to come, which to experience Hashem's divinity, sit down, plug in. Each one has his own universe, his own dimension of awesome delights that we cannot even imagine. Yehuda hava ozel bi'orcha v'hadi Rabbi Abba. Yehuda was going on the way with Rabbi Abba. Shaula asked him, Omar, he said, Milachad b'inilim shaula, there's one issue I want to ask. Kivin diyodu kutcher b'ichu, since the Holy Blessed Be He knew, the zamen b'anosh, l'mechti kami, that man was sinned before him, Hashem foresees everything, and what would come out, l'migzar le misa, and that he decree upon him death, am I barley? Why did he create him? If the whole point was we should be immortal, eternal, have everything good. On Chesed Yibon, Hashem built the world for loving kindness. He wanted to give to us, as explained, length in the Hashem from the Rechal and the other Sfarim. But that's the whole point. The point of it all, if Hashem knew that he'd blow it, and in all generations after we see that people are successful to really blow it, so why did Hashem have to create us for? That behold, the Torah was 2,000 years ad lo ivyom lama, for the world was created. The Torah preceded the world 2,000 years. See, Baba Raisa, and it's written in the Torah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'ol, a person when he'll die in the tent. Remember 19:12. Adam Kiyamus, and a person will die. Also there, in 27:8, Vayamas, and he died, Vayachi Pluni, Vayamas, this person lived and died. So of course, Hashem So in the Torah, before the world was created, what would be? My koboy kutcher bichul barnosh bayama. What does the Holy One blessed be want from a person in this world? What does he need him? Dafilo yishtadal b'raisa yamam v'leili. That even if he strives in the Torah day and night, almost he's going to die. Vilo yishtadal b'raisa. And if he doesn't strive in the Torah, almost will also die. Kula b'chad roch. It all goes to one way. Bar pishus adal alma. Except in the separate to that world, to the next world. Kamod atomim. You find it. It says katov kachoti, like the one who does good like the sinner, in Qohelet 9:2. So basically he's saying, what's the point of it all? What's the difference? What does it matter? What do you need the whole show for? The whole demonstration, the whole play? Isn't it better not to start the whole thing up? Amalei said to him, Ochei demorach, v'gizri demorach, the paths of your master, and the decrees of your master, ba'alach ha'mitrach b'hu, what is there for you to trouble in them? Ma'islach, what there is for you permission to know, the stakla, and the gaze, surely should ask. Concerning what you don't have permission to know, because if it's written, Altinas, Titinas, Pichu, do not give your mouth, Lachdias, Brechas, Pesrecha, to cause your flesh to sin. There, in Koheles 5:5. That the pairs of the Hung must be his sister, and Ignis, and Eloin, who saw some Agonis, and he concealed high treasures that he conceals and buries. Leis lanu shala, we should not ask. They're beyond inquiry. Basically, he said, this is top secret information, it's not for you to ask about. Know your place and be quiet. Amalei said to him, Ihach, if so, the whole Torah is concealed and buried. Because, behold, it is the high holy name. Anyone who's busy with the Torah, kilo is asik b'shmei kedusha, as if he's being busy with the holy name. He's dealing with the highest root energies of the universe. We shouldn't ask and gaze, we shouldn't try and figure things out. We're already learning Torah, already connected with Hashem's name, and something special. So you should take it all the way and know Hashem in every way. Amalei said to him, the Torah is all concealed and revealed. The holy name is concealed and revealed. So in other words, even though we learn Torah, we're learning the revealed part. Even though we're dealing with the holy name, we're dealing with the revealed part. Even though the light of the inner part is there and we benefit from it and its connection for our soul, but to actually come and be revealed into our mind and intellect to understand, not necessarily. It doesn't have to go that far. It's even it's written, Hanisos Hashem Elokeinu, hidden things of Hashem Elokeinu, Vaniglos, reveal things lanu v'ninu, for us and for our children. Haniglos lanu, reveal to us, Yis v'shu v'shala, it is permission to ask, l'ayna, and to look deeply, l'stakla b'hu, and to gaze in them, l'minda b'hu, and to know them, four terms of penetration, and delving, and probing, and inquiry, referring to the four compartments of the mind, Chochma Bina Chesed Gevura. We should know Hashem from all those places what we're able to. Aval, but, and he stores the hidden things, Hashem Elokeinu, for Hashem delay, and therefore him, delay his chazan, you're fitting to him. The man, Yochel Leminda, Ostavka, that's why he's stima. Because who is able to know, to cleave to a concealed mind? Kol Shekhin Mishal, how much more so to ask? It was explained that each person has a different level of what's concealed and what's revealed. What they can ask and what they can't. But for one person, is the greatest mystery that he's not allowed to even think about. For someone else, could be something very simple, and yet for him, there's a level above that that he needs to shut out his mind from probing into. Each person, according to a level, is something that's hitting, something that's revealed. We have to work on what's revealed. With working, the more and more we work on what's revealed, we draw in what's called the makifim, the surrounding lights. We draw in what was hidden. We go higher and higher and higher levels. Each person, according to how much they try. Tochzi, come and see. Leis v'shu l'bnei am l'meimar milin steimin l'far shalon. There's not permission for people in the world to say concealed issues and to explain them. Ba'ar b'otzina kadisha Rabbi Shimon. Except for the holy lantern, which is Rabbi Shimon himself. Tochot shabrichu v'estakam al yidoy. Behold, the holy must be he. Gave his approbation. Gave him permission. Gave him the green light. Because his generation is inscribed above and below, they have special privileges, special protection. Because of this meaning, this moral, this galia, things are said, revealed to him. Do not be generation like this generation. That he rests in it. Will come his king Mashiach. Rabbi Shimon was very special that he was allowed to speak about the concealed things, and his generation benefited in a special level more than everyone else. But before and after, it's not like that. And even by Shimon, there's still certain things not allowed to reveal. So we have to, with simplicity, have emunah in Hashem, in the places that we don't know, and work in the places, things that we can understand, receive more and more. And person can always go higher and higher in something. Sometimes many things that at one point in his life are hidden, I can't understand. After drawing many makifim, many moons later, be able to understand.